you could immerse yourself in a world of overflowing beauty, a world in which you could explore ease with consciousness and the lightness of change. If ordinary isn't enough for you and remarkable is just the beginning, join us to discover a universe that is truly magical. This is Creme de la Creme, presented by facilitators of Access Consciousness. Is now the time for something different? Here are the hosts of Creme de la Creme.
Hello and welcome to Creme de la Creme. I'll be your host today, Ricky Williams. And joining me, I have my friend, Leeson Bankston. Hey, Leeson.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, I have Marilyn Bradford is on. Marilyn, what's up?
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, Susanna Mittermeier. Susanna.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, and Maxwell, what's up, man?
Hey, Ricky, lots.
Jonas on today also?
Yes.
I am! Hey, we got a bunch of us on here. Good.
Yeah.
Today's topic is one of my favorite topics, and it's manipulation. So, the question for today is, how can manipulation make your day? So, some of the other questions around this that might give you a little bit more information about your point of view on manipulation is, what does manipulation mean to you? Is it something you're trying to do more? Is it something you're trying to avoid? And what is manipulation really about? And what would it, what could it, what will it create for you if you don't use it against yourself? Wow, a lot of questions. So, one place I'd like to start is, of course, when most people talk about manipulation, usually the first thing that comes up is how it's bad or how it's wrong. Do you guys have the same experience when you guys talk about manipulation?
Well, for kids in school, manipulation is a really, he manipulated me, or he's a manipulator. It's like a label with a like a bad label to have, right? He's a manipulator.
Lots of judgment.
Totally judgment, yeah.
Mm. Well, what is manipulation?
Getting what you want in your life.
Being willing to getting everything you want. Yes, that's bad.
Yeah, totally.
Well, and also, Gary was talking something about it's asking the universe to adjust itself for your desires.
Cool.
Can you talk more about that, Marilyn?
Yeah, we have this idea. I mean, for me, I had an idea a lot that what I desire, I shouldn't desire anything. It was selfish, greedy, it was bad. And I also had the idea that this was all before Access, I was separate from everything. And a couple of the things I've learned in Access is this sense of oneness and the universe's willingness to give to us all. Also the sense of the kingdom of we, which is that everybody, we're all interconnected, and there is a way to have our desires fulfilled that doesn't actually, it's not I get mine and then you don't get yours kind of thing. And this is interesting because I was in Santa Fe doing a class, and where I stayed at the hotel, I got this incredibly rude woman, which was really unusual for this hotel, when I tried to check in, and she's like, well, 4 o'clock is checking, come back then. She was really, and so, you know, what could I do? I could write a bad review on this thing. I'm like, no. So I kept asking, so what else is possible? So finally, I asked to see the manager, and I said, look, I've been coming to your hotel for years. It's always been lovely. I had this rather bad experience, but rather than write a bad review, I wanted to come talk with you because I had a sense that, you know, this was an anomaly, and I just didn't want to, you know, jump to conclusions about it. What did I want out of it? What was my desire? Hey, I wonder what the universe will gift me. And he was like, thank you so much for coming and talking with me, and the next time you come, here's my personal card. Call me. I will upgrade you to a suite for however long your stay is. Appreciate the feedback. And that was manipulation. You know, and it was my desire was to get something from it. His desire was to have everything be better, and it all worked out. Now, I don't know how it worked out for the lady at the front desk, but that's another story. But anyway, so we really can ask the universe, and we can ask all of these questions about what would it take and what's possible here that's expansive and for everyone, and that, you know, I will get my desires fulfilled, and so will other people. So...
So is what you're saying that just by asking a question, you're manipulating?
Absolutely. Anytime you ask a question, you're manipulating.
You know, what's interesting is one of my hobbies, and it's just become a hobby in the past 2 years, is to look up words in a dictionary. And also to look up the etymology or where the word comes from. And so, you know, doing the show manipulation, of course, I went to my handy-dandy dictionary, and the word manipulate comes from French, and what it means is to handle skillfully.
Ooh.
By hand. Yes. And so really, it's to me, when I read this, I was like, wow, it's one of our greatest gifts, it's one of our greatest powers to create what we'd like to have in our lives, whether it's a relationship, whether it's more money, whether it's, you know, more spirituality or whatever you want to create, the ability to do it skillfully is manipulation.
Yeah, and I have a dictionary too that adds to that. It says to treat work or operate with the hands, especially when knowledge and dexterity are required. Like, there's nothing bad in any of that. No, it's really like on a practical level. That it's a great tool to use in your life, right? And the earlier definitions of it support that.
So this brings up an interesting question that I've been looking at a lot lately. And if so, as we're talking about this manipulation, and we're talking about the word and kind of what it's meant to a lot of people, most people, when they hear manipulation, they go to it as a negative and as a wrongness, and it becomes something they try to avoid. So do you guys have any tips or ideas or tools that people could use to help them change their point of view about the word manipulation?
Well, this is Marilyn. I think a very practical thing is just go throughout your day. Pick a day you're running a bunch of errands and make a point of smiling at everyone you come in contact with. That's manipulation.
I've done exactly that, just walking around and had fun with everybody. Basically just had a day where I, like, how can I make everybody more happy than they are? I just did it, like, insanely in a fun way. Not forceful, just in the question and see if I can make them smile or crack a joke that fits or whatever. And it was so much fun because it created so much energy to and towards, like, the bodies got so happy. And then I saw how much more people were willing to create with you. Like, whatever you were there for or showing up to, they were more, like, helpful. I wanted to create more with them or help them. And then I saw all this is just manipulation in whatever direction we choose to go with it.
Wow. That's a very interesting point you make, Lisa. And as I've been able to, if I started to allow myself to kind of play with the energy of manipulation more, it's been amazing how much my life has expanded. I remember I had this dream. I had this dream a couple of years back about, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie The Devil's Advocate. It's with Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron, and Al Pacino plays the devil. And I just, in my dream, I could see him manipulating people. I mean, there was one scene in the movie where he made a woman have an orgasm, and which, by the way, is a manipulation, skillful use of hands. It could be a manipulation.
I'm using your hand.
So, in this movie, like, I woke up in a cold sweat, and I had this awareness that if, you know, that the devil is the worst person that you can be, it's like he had this power, this ability to manipulate. And then I looked at it and I said, if I have that same capacity to manipulate, if I have that same power, would I use it the same way? Would I give women orgasms? Probably. But the other things that are associated with the devil, I wouldn't do. And so what that brought into my awareness was, you know, manipulation gets such a negative tinge on it. It has a negative reputation. And I think a lot of that is because people are usually very unclear what they'd like to have, what they'd like to be, what they'd like to do, what they'd like to create in their lives. So when they're aware they have this amazing power to manipulate, they usually have no idea what to do with it. And, like, I'm sure all of you can agree, when we go through our lives and we're not really sure what we're doing or where we're going, we have a tendency to create crap in our lives. And so it seems like to really get the most out of your capacity to manipulate, it might help if you know exactly what you'd like to have in your life and as your life.
I think that many people, like, try their best to avoid manipulation because it has, as you say, it has such a bad reputation. So it's like, oh no, like, do everything to not do it, to avoid it. And rather than, you know, somebody said already, like, going and enjoying that, I've been looking at that, you know, the past weeks also, of the possibility of enjoying every time you manipulate, and also ask the question of, what if I'm the greatest manipulator that I could ever be? Like, really expand that skill, because people always think that manipulation is something where they are the only one involved. It has this bad reputation that it's only for yourself. But when you really start to manipulate and use that skill graphically, it's so cool because you start to see how you can manipulate other people out of their shells and start to have everything and everyone as your playmates. So it's a really cool thing to start looking at and changing your point of view about.
Well, and doesn't it seem as if we get like that gift that, Susanna, that you're talking about right now, that it's fun and it's playful. And I just spent 5 days with a baby who's 6 months old, and it seems as if it's really acceptable and it's okay for babies and toddlers to, because that's how they're like master manipulators, and they're really good at working people and making people feel so grateful that they are being manipulated and so delighted to be chosen to be able to give the baby whatever it is the baby wants, right? And I don't know at what age that gift gets stomped out of us, but at some point it does, and it's like, wow, it's such a magical energy, right? It's so much fun to be around it, because there's like a simultaneity of gifting and receiving and all of that. It's just, it's like wonderful. It's heaven. It's wonderful.
And it's not bad, because kids know exactly what, you know, they know exactly what noise to make you just go, oh, I have to get over there and give them everything they want, you know. They just know exactly which squeak to use to get you going, and nobody thinks that's bad, right? But when you say it's a certain age, then it's not good anymore. It's not okay anymore. So let's change our point of view about that.
When kids do it, we look at them and we say, how cute. But as adult, when we're manipulated, we get so upset about it. And you mentioned the simultaneity of gifting and receiving. And it's really the awareness that can someone manipulate you if you don't want to be manipulated?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Do we have time for just a really quick story, like of Simone and Brendan? Do you guys remember that story when were just moving in together, and Simone went and got all these like icebox dishes and kitchen gadgets and all this kind of stuff, and Brendan was laying on the couch drinking a beer watching TV, and she walks in and says, honey, I got all this stuff, and he goes, cool, and he doesn't get up and he doesn't move around. And she thought for a second. She said, you know, it would really make me happy if, even you don't have to be excited that I got all this stuff, but if you could just pretend that you were, it would make my day. So he jumps off the couch and comes running into the kitchen and goes, oh my God, I can't believe you got all this stuff. And he picks through everything and exclaims on everything. And then he stops and he looks at her, and she looks at him and she says, thank you so much. And he goes back to the couch and keeps watching TV. But like that, right? It was an awesome example of asking for the manipulation, but what if it could be that much fun and that easy too, right?
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, at some age we get this energy of like, it's wrong, like somebody, I can just sense it, like at some age somebody has told like, hey, that's manipulation, that's bad what you're doing, and then I kind of address it, or it comes up in my universe as a bad thing to manipulate what has been a natural thing in my life. Nobody has said anything, and then they begin to pick on that and judge it. It's like, then you like feel totally wrong in the universe and you don't even know why. And I can see how often I stop myself after that, being that natural energy of having fun with people and creating something more.
Right, right.
It just came up for me is that there's this thing in the culture about honesty. You should be honest, whatever the heck means. And somehow manipulation is seen as being dishonest. It's some kind of like moral high road, but to me, what that does is it's a way that the society and everybody else wants to shame you into being controllable and not being creative, just like, you know, you were talking about. And, I mean, I manipulate before access, I tried to be honest with my mother. You need to see me for who I am.
This is
what I believe in. Oh, boy, you know that? We did not have a good relationship. Well, I manipulate her all the time. I'm going over there later today. I've got her dry cleaning. I'm going to be cheerful. She wanted to play Scrabble. We'll do that. You know, we'll probably have a glass of wine. And she will be so happy. And that's, is it honest? Would I rather just kind of, I've had a busy day already, maybe just stay here and read a book? Yeah, but who cares? You know, we can choose to manipulate to create something so much better than this whole thing of honesty would create.
Wow. So, you know, what's interesting is I'm imagining someone just flipping, you know, flipping through and coming across this show. And, you know, for me, I imagine, like, someone from the South who goes to church, like, 5 days a week. And they would surely think that we were Satan because we're talking about manipulation. And we're at least proposing that what if manipulation wasn't a bad thing, and I could get one of the questions that some like that might have is, what are we doing? And so for us, the whole thing about having this stuff and talking about manipulation this way is to give people access to it. Because if you judge manipulation as bad, are you going to allow yourself to use it to your advantage? No,
uh-huh.
You'll usually only use it, one, you won't be aware when you're using it because you don't want to judge yourself being manipulative. Two, you won't be aware of when the people that quote-unquote care about you are manipulating you because you don't want to judge them as wrong or as bad. And you really shut off so much of your potency, so much of your power, and so much of your awareness, because what most people are doing 99.99% of the time is some form of manipulation. And it's like, what if you could be aware of what manipulation was and you could be aware of how you could use it to your advantage? Because one of the things that would come out of that is you wouldn't be manipulated as much because you would see it coming from a mile away. And you could choose whether you wanted that person to manipulate you or give you an orgasm. I mean, manipulate you or not manipulate you.
And now we're up for a beautiful break, and you can have a lot of fun during break, and we'll be back with more manipulation after our break.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. how does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Creme de la Creme, presented by Access Consciousness. Join us on the program today via phone or email. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to pam@accessconsciousness.com. She'll make sure we get the message. Now, back to Creme de la Creme.
Yeah, welcome back to Right Manipulation for You. I mean, Creme de la Creme. Yes. Welcome back. So we've been talking about manipulation, and we're going to invite our good buddy Jonas to talk to us about manipulation. So what do you know about manipulation, Jonas?
I love that was a great manipulation. that was a little bit of a forced one, though, but I know a lot about manipulation because all the people I have around me manipulate me all the time.
You must have a lot of women around you.
Exactly, Ricky. I knew you were the only one that was going to understand that one. But
poor boys.
That was a really good manipulation, too. We're teaming up now, me and Ricky.
Yes. But, you know, it's interesting because we're outnumbered here, Jonas, and this is one of the things about manipulation. So in looking over some of the reference material and really getting more of a sense of what manipulation is and some of the ways that it can create more for us and some of the ways that we use it to limit us, is one of the things that came up was the value of male and the value of female. And an example is it's true that women tend to be better manipulators than men. And so women, what if you looked at that as one of the values of being female, and what if you use that to your advantage even more?
But Ricky, when you say that, it's so funny. It's like a manipulation by itself. It's like when somebody says, well, you know, as a man, women are great manipulators. You just want to go, no, honey, you're really good at manipulating.
Right? Exactly.
Exactly.
Great job, Ricky. Cute, Ricky. Cute.
Yeah.
But men get really happy when we manipulate, so I totally get him. Like, I would definitely talk to the female population about this and get them going even more, because then men will get so much happier.
Absolutely. When I'm in a train and I have things
the
heavy.
The most funny part. You go.
Everybody's so excited today.
Exactly.
I know.
Love manipulating. So, no, I said when I'm in a train and I have something heavy, you know, I used to go, oh, no, I need to, you know, carry it all by myself. I need to prove I'm a real woman. I'm independent. Mm-hmm. And now I just go, excuse me, sir. Like, basically, I don't even say anything, but if I have to say something, I say, well, excuse me, sir, can you please help me? And I just got, how much fun that is to be willing to receive that contribution of asking.
Right.
And every
right.
time, like, the person, even if it doesn't matter if it's like a sir or a woman, you know, people get so happy to be willing to contribute, and I'm happy to receiving it. So it's really something where when you manipulate, everybody's included. It's not a thing where you do it against everybody else, like most people think manipulation is.
No, I had an older lady just in front of me, also in the airplane, and she has a little handbag or bag, and she said, "Oh, it's so heavy," and I'm like, "I can take it up," and she looks at me. No, let's ask the man, and I have this gentleman can help us. And I'm like, it took me a split of second, just like, oh, of course. And we asked him. She sits down, he sits next to her, and she's so happy, smiles at me, and like nods at me, and I'm like, oh, I get it. She knows this guy is sitting next to her on the flight, and what that will create when he helps her. It was brilliant. I'm like, oh God, Lisa, and get it faster and use it.
So here's a tool that I just came up with that just popped into my head of a way to play with manipulation. So what if you were curious about who would enjoy being manipulated by you?
Cool.
You know, cause then you start to get an awareness of where you can manipulate from a place of joy and not from a place of wrongness. And one of the things that we talk about every week is your point of view creates your reality. And this is, it's a very simple statement, but it's very profound, and it really touches every area of our lives. And a great example is anything you judge wrong or bad, like manipulation, it's your point of view. So if you judge manipulation as wrong, every time you manipulate, you have to attach some kind of wrongness or badness attached to it. And usually it'll allow you to only manipulate against yourself, and it'll keep you from enjoying manipulating for the kingdom of we, where everyone can receive some contribution from what you're willing to be and what you're willing to do that no one else is willing to be or do.
Right.
That's a great point, Ricky.
It
really
is.
Cool. It's like where we use our manipulation against ourselves. It's basically where we always use, like, manipulate ourselves out of the capacities and the greatness we are. Like, every time you judge yourself, you know, manipulate yourself out of everything you truly can create and be. So you know, this is something it's really cool to be aware of. And we just had a long class about this, actually, not so long ago. And I think many of us looked at that, all the places where we manipulate ourselves out of being everything we are. And it's really, really cool to start using, getting over your judgments and using manipulation for you rather than against you.
And yeah. there's a really playful aspect to it as well. It's like, what if that doesn't have to be hard work? What if that could be so much fun, right? And just to tap into the energy of being playful with it and having a really good time. Like Susanna, I do the same thing when I travel, and I pretend to lift my bag up and put it back down again and sort of look around. And they're like three guys right there. Oh, let me help you, right? And they know I'm doing it, and I know I'm doing it. Everybody knows I'm doing it, and it's really fun. It's like, oh, thank you so much, right? And so it's, you know, one of the things in this reality is that if you want to change something, it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of, it's almost like pain and suffering in order to change something. And one of the things that I love about Access and I love about us is the awareness that it can be so easy and so playful and so much fun, right? So it's like, what if we could have really fun manipulating everybody around us?
Yes, that would be so much fun.
So much more better.
Now, will this manipulation, if you're just starting out with this, you can ask, will this manipulation create more and expansion, or will it create less and contraction? Because it's like anything. It can be used for anything. So, you know, if people are like a little hesitant to try it, just start asking questions like that.
Right. Huh. So I got a question. I have a process, right? So how much manipulation of you do you have to do to maintain all the things you are trying to change?
Oh, cool! Awesome.
Yeah. So everything that is times of God's doing, we destroyed and created all.
Yes.
right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And, you know, for me, this has come up a lot in my life lately as I've been really looking to change even more. I mean, for me, change is, it's almost like a drug. Like, once I see how easy it is to change and all the wonderful things I can do with my capacity to change things, life has just gotten so much more exciting. And I started to become aware of all the ways I'm manipulating myself to keep things from changing. And so on the other side of that question is, what manipulation could you be choosing that would allow you to change all the things you desire to change?
Cool.
And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, fun and talk, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So a lot of this is all the ways we use our gifts, our talents, our abilities, our skills against ourselves. It's like for anything in your life to not be working, it's a place where you're not willing to be aware enough and manipulate enough to change it.
Well, and you know, we talked about, I can't remember how long ago, but it was the class on the you or the antithesis of you, and it's almost like we bastardize ourselves into out of being the master manipulators we are and into not being that, into the space of like hard work and plugging along and if this and that. And there's a magical quality in manipulation that's really absent in this reality's deal. And isn't it that we create ourselves as the opposite of who we are in order to pretend that we can't manipulate or that manipulation is bad or something like that? Is that what you're talking about, Ricky?
Well, yeah, and it's the way we make ourselves impotent, and it's the way we make ourselves pathetic.
Right, exactly. Exactly, which isn't true.
Which
you know,
exactly
that when you're
true.
When you're talking, it's something that comes up. It's like one great way of manipulating ourselves is constantly using our brains and our minds, like trying to figure out what's right or wrong, trying to make it logical. And you know, well, I talked to a person the other day, and she constantly tried to change her relationship with her husband by trying to convince him, you know, to change his way of thinking. So basically what she did, she attacked his logic, his brain, and thought that if she comes with the right arguments, if she says the right thing, he will change his mind and he will change his way of functioning. And that never works. It's like, this is not what we talk about as manipulation, but this is basically what the world and what this reality sees manipulation is. It's using the right words. It's coming with the right arguments. It's like coming, like attacking the logical part as though that will change anything rather than being like, it's like manipulation is rather an energy, like something you're willing to be that changes everything around you, including yourself. So it was really funny to talk to her, and where she realized that she's making her life way harder by trying to manipulate him with the logical part of it rather than using her, you know, her, the sweetness, the kindness that she is, and manipulating him like Marilyn talked about in the beginning, manipulating him with his kindness to change the situation. So I think that's something we can all look upon a little bit more in our lives, than manipulation by being rather than manipulating by thinking and making things right and avoiding doing things wrong, right?
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Wow. And what I keep hearing throughout this whole conversation is really like the curiosity. What if you were curious about how you could use yourself to your greatest advantage?
Right.
Of how you can use your gifts, talents, and abilities to create what you'd like to have in life, and really be aware of how you've been choosing against yourself. Not to make yourself wrong, but so that you can be aware and choose something different.
Yes. Mm. Like being you,
absolutely.
Being you is the greatest manipulation there is.
It changes everything around you all the time.
And that's
well,
what I mean, back to...
You say that, Lisa, and it's extremely light, and it seems like there's this piece that people are missing that...
Yeah.
It's when you make manipulation wrong, you have to be not you. You have to be the,
yes,
the anti-you in order to have any kind of power or potency. And it's like, whoa, that's insane.
It's living through everybody's, basically avoid the judgment that you're doing something wrong according to their judgment that you're doing it wrong, not that it's just fun, you, whatever you're being. It's like it's so incredible, harsh and heavy and hard on you when you try to live up to this standard, what you should be doing in this reality. And I know, like, I've been through this process where I did everything right, control freak, trying to live up, doing things really in a right way, and then letting go of that more and more and more. And then having fun being me, joking with people, like, even like, it goes through almost this energy of flirting because you're so full of life. You're just alive. And it feels like it's almost like the molecules fly out to everybody and begin to change them and inspire them to do something different. It's like, it's hard for them not to get alive or inspired when you're just having fun when you show up with you. Like, even if you're crazy, yeah, hi, I like my craziness today. Not from trying to prove or whatever. It's not about proving or defending or protecting. It's just like, hi. If they don't like it, I'm still, okay, hi.
So having that lightness is so weird in this world. It's like, it's so not normal to have this lightness of being you and then changing everything around you. It's like, really? No, you're supposed to argue and you're supposed to talk about them and solve them verbally rather than, have the lightness of being and everything around you changes. Very abnormal.
I took this class, cranial sacral class, about 5 years ago, and one of the things that I really enjoyed about the class is the teacher, he kept asking us to be aware of what changes when we walk into the room, of what changes when we're around. And it was really interesting because I started to get aware of, really get a sense of who I was and the kind of effect that I had on people, and I started to become more aware of when it was working for me and when it was working against me. And I started to manipulate and use me to my advantage more often, and things just became so much easier, and it really was effortless because all I had to do was show up, and things started to change.
Cool.
And you know what, Ricky? Since I understand you better than the other people, like, because I'm a man, I just wanted to actually add to that as well, because basically your awareness and what you just shared is that we are manipulating just by being, just by entering a room, we are manipulating, period. And it's more about, do you want to use it to your advantage or against you? So it's really how much effort and energy do we use on a daily basis to manipulate against us just because we're not willing to be that energy or manipulate in a way that actually works to our advantage instead.
Yes. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to be as manipulative as you truly be?
I like it.
And everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
And with that beautiful clearing, we're going to another break and see you very soon again with more of this beautiful manipulation.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a boys class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
You are listening to Creme de la Creme, presented by Access Consciousness. Join us on the program today via phone or email. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Pam at accessconsciousness.com. She'll make sure we get the message. Now, back to Creme de la Creme.
So welcome back to Creme de la Creme. You just heard the toll-free number, and I'd also like to share for international listeners, the international number. It's 001-480-553-5754. Again, that's 001-480-553-5754. And please, if you have a question or something that you'd like to add to the conversation, please do give us a call. So during the break, we were talking about how amazing this show has been, and Jonas had a very interesting awareness about where we're going with the show. Would you please share it with us, Jonas? It's really, really amazing.
Oh, I hope you all out there was aware of how he was manipulating me, and I'm so smiling because I loved it, Ricky. I love you right back. But I also had an awareness, actually. I mean, we have really been talking about what manipulation is, and that it's actually just something that just exists, period. It's there, like just you being, just you walking into a room, just you walking out in the morning, just you saying hi to a person, you are manipulating in one way or another. And so if that's there anyway, why wouldn't you like to use it in a way where it can actually help you to receive more and be more and create more? Because it's there. You know, people are entering rooms or people are in a room and they start crying. What is that? That's just manipulation. People are saying something, that's just manipulation. If you start looking at it, the first thing we do when we get born into this reality is we start screaming because we're hungry, and that's just a manipulation, so somebody will feed me. And it's just there, and if you are willing to use it to your advantage, you will actually be able to... You know, Marilyn, your definition that you said... what was it? To change things,
adjust the world,
universe, the molecules, basically to rearrange themselves to fulfill your desires.
Exactly, and why wouldn't we? If you would be willing to look at it from that perspective, how much more fun would you have instead of being in effect and in resistance and reaction because you have a judgment about the word manipulation? You know.
So everything you're saying, Jonas, brings up something else, which is that people think that they don't have a choice. Well, I can't help it if I'm in a bad mood. Actually, step back from all of that and start with choice and awareness. Because once you start with those two, you can be aware. Oh, I'm in a, quote, bad mood. Oh, would I like to change that? Yes, if I go out in my bad mood, what will that manipulation create? If I go out in a smiling, what will that manipulation create? It's almost like people don't want to be aware because they don't want to know that they're manipulating right and left 24/7. But if they would be aware of that, they could then change the outcome of things.
I love that. That is actually just making it really, really clear. You are manipulating whether you like it or not. So if you go out and you are cranky or something, you are manipulating, and it's not for your own good.
Well, you get people to do what you want them to do when you're cranky. So that, you know, it's like, I think it's not bad or good. It's just something that people use it because it works. And as long as you think it works, you use it. And it's like when you were talking, Jonas, what I became aware of is also, like, every time you say thank you to somebody, that's also a manipulation. It's actually
sure.
And we say that all day long, like, thank you this, thank you that. And what are we creating with that? And it's not about this being bad or good or something. It's just like we talk about becoming aware of that everything, this whole game of this reality is actually manipulation. So when you say thank you, what do you want? You want to create a connection to the person, you know, so you get more of what you thank for. And, you know, how cool is that?
And you guys...
What's bringing us back to and really, you know, working with kids as much as you do, and, you know, me as a parent of 5 kids, it's like I get manipulation. And it's funny because, you know, as parents, sometimes we look at our kids and we just assume that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing because they know it's the right thing to do. But most of the time, they're doing what they're doing because it works. And it's a manipulation that works. Like my three-year-old, whenever he does something that he thinks he's going to be in trouble for, before anyone says anything to him, he says, I didn't do it on purpose. I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Well,
you know, the other thing about kids is that they use their bodies when they manipulate. And I did too the other day. I was flying from Denver to Houston, and I had just, at midnight the night before, I had just packed up the house. I had just, my husband and I just moved out of the house that we've lived in for 18 years. And I put all my stuff in a storage unit, and 12 hours later, I stepped on a plane to fly to Houston. And when I got up to the ticket counter, my bag was 52 pounds. And this woman standing in back of the thing said, well, that's going to cost you $95. And the tears just splurted straight out of my eyeballs. And I don't think I was really all that sad. But my body's going, here, I can help you out, right? And so the tears just came in floods. And I wasn't even sobbing, but I was just sopping wet from all these tears coming out. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, that's okay, honey, that's okay. And so they just put heavy bag on my bag, right? And I walked away from the ticket counter, and I was good. I was, like, good to go. I didn't have to pay anything. And it's like, thank you, body. But I want, you know, Ricky, when you're talking about kids use their bodies with their manipulation too, right? I mean, they do it
so well. I mean, kids
they do it so well, and they can turn it on and off just like I could. I could have turned that off in a heartbeat if I needed to, right? And I didn't because it was working.
Wow. So it's like what this is bringing up is like how many manipulations, you know, especially from when we were, you know, under the age of 6, are we still perpetrating on ourselves as real instead of acknowledging that, hey, that worked at one point in my life to manipulate a situation and to ask, is that actually still working for me?
Right, exactly. And when I came back, when I flew back, I was pretty sure that I wasn't going to be able to, like, recreate it like that. So I just, you know, I packed my bags differently. So I, you know, like that.
Wear your heavy shoes.
I wear my heavy shoes and my heavy jeans, you know. But, yeah. So.
And also, like, how many manipulations have been perpetrated against us by others that we have tried to make real? As
exactly.
Emotional intensity. Like, wow.
Yes.
Oh, Ricky. Oh, my God.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, this is something that it took me a long time, and, you know, listening to the Beyond class and listening to all the talk about what's vital to me, one of the awarenesses I became aware of, it was vital for me to not make my wife upset. And so what that creates for me is when she wants to manipulate me, all she has to do is get upset, and I start spinning and tumbling, and it's not very much fun.
Right.
No, and how much do you have to manipulate you to not make her upset?
How much do you have to manipulate
you out of being you, actually? So you actually have to manipulate you against you to become something less to not upset her.
And then that also opens the door for her to be able to do that so much quicker, easier, and totally control of that.
And what's interesting is, you know, as I've had these awarenesses, things have gotten so much quicker to where when she gets upset, it's like I allow her to manipulate me with being upset, and then I don't go into manipulating myself because I'm aware it's all just manipulation.
So, right, that's what my husband was doing.
Everything that's let down for everyone, can we just try to not create all that?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Right or wrong, good and bad, talking pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
But when you go to that space, Ricky, of not... See, you are allowing yourself to be manipulated, and I just would watch it, and just, it's sort of like, oh, okay, and see it so clearly, and it didn't have any effect on me anymore. It used to have a huge effect on me, and now it doesn't have any effect on me at all, because it doesn't, like, that form of manipulation doesn't work anymore.
And also, it empowered me to manipulate her before she could manipulate me. So, and again, this is one way, it's the joy of manipulation. So now I'm looking at how can I manipulate her into being happy?
There you go.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
And you let her manipulate you. That's the cool thing. It's like when you let others manipulate you, you're not in control. Like they're not controlling you anymore. And it's like, it's not like, as long as you're aware of it, no harm.
Well, and that's it, Ricky. What you're talking about is a beautiful example of when you bring awareness to manipulation, it can create something so much lighter and expansive than when we're unaware of it.
Right. Right.
And the whole key in the whole thing too that Ricky said is also if you don't react, you actually have the capacity to let's rephrase that. If you don't react, you are a master manipulator.
Yes.
Exactly. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Jonas.
You're welcome, Anne.
Yes.
So,
you're that's like manipulation in its purest form. Thank you, Jonas.
No, but it is really if you don't react. You don't start to manipulate you out of you. You don't start to manipulate against you to be less. You actually become that space, that being, that space of being that actually manipulates everyone into an invitation of being something more, something greater, have more fun.
And everything changes at that point. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Awesome show, you guys.
I have another process. Okay.
Yeah.
What manipulation are you refusing that you truly could be choosing, that if you did choose it, would change everything and manifest as everything you truly desire?
Oh, awesome.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Everything that is, times of Godzilla, we destroyed and uncreated all.
Yay! Yay.
Right, wrong, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
And I actually...
Under a minute now to run another process if you want to do that before we finish this amazing show.
Oh, I have something really profound to say. I will say it really quick.
30 seconds!
Please, say it fast!
So, tomorrow, when you go out and you just become aware of that you're manipulating every time, start paying attention to when you're manipulating against you and change it.
Doc. Yes, because that's not going to help you.
Well, this was so much fun. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you all for listening. And enjoy you. please, please.
Yay.
Enjoy it.
We will.
Woo-hoo. Well, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Creme de la Creme today. You might like to listen to it more than once. To experience even more change, join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out creatingaconsciousworld.com and accessconsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access. What would it take for you to choose to be the creme de la creme in your life and to choose it again and again? Will you? Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.